Hey everyone, I'm Dr. Terry, and this is the Love Doctor program on Empower Radio, the show that gives you the facts about relationships and love. Now, I've been helping individuals and couples improve their relationships for the past 30 years, and today I'm here to give you science-based strategies for your relationships and those of your children. Welcome, welcome, everyone. It's Dr. Terry. Thanks so much for joining me today. I appreciate you. Now, I have another great program for you today. It's all about how to release trauma through dance and movement. My guest today is Orit Krug. She is a board-certified dance movement therapist who specializes in helping people heal from past trauma and enjoy happy, healthy relationships. Now, for over 10 years, Orit has transformed the lives of her clients. Her popular free online video program called Wired for Love has helped thousands break free from their unhealthy relationship patterns and experience positive transformations in their love lives. Now, for more information about Orit, her work, or her online video program, go to oritkrug.com, oritkrug.com. Welcome to the program, Orit. Great to have you with us today.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
I am too, and I'm so excited to hear more about how we can heal trauma through dance and movement. But before we get to the topic, Orit, tell us a little bit more about what motivated you to be a board-certified dance movement therapist and exactly what that means.
Yeah, sure. Well, I have been dancing for a very long time, since the age of four, and I grew up with trauma in my home. So dancing was always a way for me to escape, like physically escape my home, go to the studio, and express my emotions through my body. And I just knew I wanted to help people in this way as well. And so I got my master's degree over 10 years ago in dance movement therapy. And I specifically help women now heal from the trauma from their past and really access it through their body and release it through movement, because I have been through my own transformational journey healing my trauma through dance and movement. And after almost losing my husband forever because I was sabotaging the relationship, I was able to save that relationship. And now we're married. And as we talked about before we hit record, we're having our first child this September. So now I really am passionate about helping others. Yeah.
And when we talk about, first of all, congratulations, Orit, and I know you're due in about a month, which is so exciting. And when we talk about trauma, what are we referring to so that listeners truly understand what you're talking about?
That is a really good question, because if anyone's like me, I downplayed my trauma for most of my life. And we also talk to a lot of women even before working with them who are like, oh yeah, that's trauma. And so it could be one big, you know, shocking event that we're pretty much all aware is trauma, you know, some sort of abuse or big loss in their lives. But it could also be, you know, little tiny, it's not really tiny, but more adding up. So let's say you grow up in a family of with nine other siblings, and you're somewhere kind of lost in the middle. And there's like bits, like a little bit of emotional neglect every day because you just aren't getting your needs met or the attention that you want. Or you grew up in a perfectly loving home, but when you go to school, you get bullied and picked on. And that it's the trauma is anything that creates dysfunction in your nervous system that makes us more hypervigilant and alert and more triggered today.
And then how does that trauma get trapped in the nervous system? How do we store trauma inside our bodies?
So when we experience trauma, there's, you know, we all have that higher functioning part of our brain that that plans, that processes thoughts, that that uses verbal language. And when we experience trauma, that part of our brain goes offline. And so we don't actually remember or can't really access much of our trauma through words and through talking. And instead, it gets stored in the body and the nervous system, and in fragments of sensation. So we don't remember the trauma in words, but we remember the way it smelled, or we remember the way you know, someone looked at us before they abused us or yelled at us. And we might remember the color of the room. So we remember it in sensation. And every time we come into contact with that sensation today, like we're, you know, if we're with a loving partner today, but something about the way they're looking at us subconsciously, it's, and within a matter of moments, triggers something about our past trauma, we're going to react to our loving partner today as if they're going to hurt us again, even though they're not.
Mm-hmm. And so that's those tiny triggers that you were talking about, that if we store all of that hurt and pain or emotion inside of our nervous system, and there are sensations outside in our world, like a smell, like a look, like a even a word that somebody might use, we then feel all of that pain or loss or distress again. Is that what you're saying?
If the trauma is still trapped in the body and unresolved, then yes, those things are going to rush back, and they're going to make us push away a relationship that is, you know, perfectly healthy, but in our, you know, in our nervous system that reacts within a matter of moments, because it's our survival mode, we do whatever we need to do to protect ourselves from feeling hurt again, even though that situation happened, let's say, 10 years ago.
And with your husband, or your own personal story, was it a smell? Was it a look? What triggered you where you pushed him away and almost lost him, as you said, because of your own childhood trauma?
Yeah, so trauma acts, you know, kind of funny in different ways, because my husband was actually nothing like the, you know, the men who had abused me in my past, and that threw me off. So that can also happen, because he was really gentle and kind and like just had this, you know, soft, even soft touch to him when I met him. And I was like, who, what kind of creature are you? And because I never knew what a healthy relationship looked like, or, you know, what healthy love looked like. And so because my nervous system was adapted to that trauma and to fighting and abuse, I was just waiting for things to fall apart with him, even though nothing, you know, nothing in my current reality showed me that it would. So I might react to a certain look he might give me if he gets defensive sometimes, or if we get into some conflict. But that conflict was normal. It wasn't going to be anything like I had experienced conflict in my past.
Mm-hmm. Fascinating. Thank you for sharing all of that, O'Reed. So now I know that many listeners are thinking, I've experienced trauma. It is unresolved. It probably is trapped in my nervous system. What do you encourage listeners to do? How can they release trauma through dance and movement? How does that work?
Yeah, so the first step to all of that is, because we hold trauma in our bodies, many of us who are still holding on to old trauma in our bodies have found a way to disconnect or numb from the body, because, you know, the body and the nervous system is basically like, it's not safe. It's not safe to be in my body. That's where the trauma is stored. I don't really want to go there. So the first thing to do is to to connect safely and gently to your body again, to, you know, you can even start simply by noticing the moments where you do disconnect, or maybe you're mindlessly scrolling on your phone or social media, and that's the kind of thing that takes you away from your body.
But how do I know? Yeah, how do I know, by the way, Orit, if I'm disconnecting from my body? What does that mean? Am I not paying attention to how I feel physiologically, or what?
Yeah, it shows up in a lot of different ways for different people. So some people already know they're experiencing a lot of tension and pain in their bodies, and there's actually no medical explanation for it. So they know something's off. They actually feel stuck and almost like a prisoner in their bodies in a way. They just feel like there's so much in there and they just want to be free. Other people are just who are in their heads a lot. So they're overanalyzing, they're overthinking. Maybe you're overthinking your relationship situation. You're stuck in indecision a lot. Being in the head like that all the time is a defense mechanism for being in your body. A lot of people who we work with just know, they're like, I have not been in my body in a long time. I don't even know what that feels like. And that could represent like a lack of spontaneity, a lack of going with the flow, in your relationship, in your life.
Mm-hmm. I can see that happening with a lot of people, Orit, that in general, I think we disconnect with our bodies. So you're saying that the first stage to releasing safely this trauma is to connect back to our bodies, correct?
Yes, but it can't just be like in any kind of way, because the trauma is stored in the body. We have to be really careful about how we do that. So some people might go to a yoga class to be like, oh, okay, I'm going to start connecting back to my body. I'll just go to yoga. And yoga is amazing and wonderful. But when you're on a mat alone in a sea of 30 people or so in a class, and you start to move your body and it's stirring up this old trauma in your body, you know, that's going to feel way too overwhelming, and it's going to be counterproductive. So what we do in dance therapy is we're actually, you know, in the therapeutic relationship, either one-on-one or in a small group, we're able to see our clients' micro movements and micro body signals that are showing us that there is some fear, there is some trauma being stirred up in the moment. But instead of them going back into a fight, flight, freeze response, for example, like they're doing today in their relationship and in their lives, we help them stay present and connected and regulated in their bodies and in our therapeutic relationship.
Because give us an example, as you say that you help them back and focused into their bodies. What would you do?
Sure. So that really depends on each unique individual, because everyone stores their body differently, stores their trauma differently in their bodies and needs to express it differently. So an example would be, in one session with a client, somehow we got to this image where she was building a fort, and she was saying, and this is all happening online, by the way, via Zoom. And she's got this bow and arrow, and she starts shooting a bow and arrow at me. And we're in this play. That's how it happens a lot of times too. It's this imaginative play working out the trauma. And this was her way of expressing anger and power, within the relationship between us. And all of a sudden, after feeling really good about it, she was like, oh, I'm starting to freeze up. And so instead of her going full blown into that traumatic response or in that nervous system response, I helped her slow down and like take a pause. But instead of just stopping, we moved through it. We swayed. I helped her keep eye contact. I helped her body continue moving in a way that was soothing for her, so that she wouldn't full blown freeze and basically repeat the trauma pattern. Mm-hmm. And then once she's regulated enough, we can go back into the same exact exploration and expand her window of tolerance around that, her ability to tolerate more of expressing her anger, since that wasn't a safe thing for her growing up or any part of her life.
Mm-hmm. And so most of the movement that you're talking about, Orit, is done with you as the dance therapist in a safe relationship. Can people do those same kind of movements, whether they're movement or dance, on their own and create the release of that trauma as well?
So essentially the process that we do is rewiring the nervous system. And that really, like, that deep work of rewiring needs to happen in relationship. It is the eye contact and the moving together that helps us state shift neurophysiologically. So it helps the client go from, let's say, a fear response into a calmer response. That's kind of how, you know, if you picture a newborn and a parent, and in order for this child to build a healthy, regulated nervous system where they can be calm even when they get upset, or they learn how to calm themselves down, they need the parent to teach them that. And so when we experience trauma, our nervous systems are basically out of whack and they're hypervigilant and there's always red signals going over. So to do like the real deep work of rewiring, it does require a safe container of a therapeutic relationship and doing the work through the body. And then once you do that, then there's tools like movement tools and skills that you can absolutely do on your own.
Mm-hmm. And I like the main theme that you're talking about really is rewiring the nervous system. And you're doing that through movement and dance. Now, you said that you mainly work with women and help them release trauma through dance and movement. Could you also do the same thing with men, or does this kind of therapy work the best with women?
Oh yeah, we can absolutely do that with men. I am just focusing on women at the moment, but you know, I also worked in a psychiatric hospital for several years, and I've had amazing dance therapy groups on units with all men, and those were some of my favorite experiences, to see these men like just let down their armor and move and express themselves in a way that they were never allowed to or able to growing up or for a really long time. So yeah, men, we have worked with some men. We mainly focus on working with women, but absolutely any human has the capacity and the capability to rewire their nervous system, because that's what we can do.
Right. I like that. It's so empowering that any human has the ability to rewire their nervous system. Now, once you have done that, Orit, what are the consequences to the individual and to their relationships with other people?
Yeah. So once we rewire the nervous system, right?
Correct. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, one of the biggest things that people keep saying after doing this work is that they feel like they are finally back to themselves, or they're this new evolved self who can really tune into their body, sense their emotions, and choose how they want to respond instead of always reacting. And what that looks like is, for example, I had a client who was in my Let Love In small group program, and she would either always hold in her real feelings or explode. Like, she was in that cycle of holding it in and then eventually exploding in frustration. And she cared so much about what other people thought of her that it was unsafe for her to be herself, because of her own childhood trauma. And so doing this work through dance and movement not only rewired her nervous system to be able to feel those feelings, you know, she's still herself. She still feels like, well, yeah, there could be a negative response to what I'm about to say, but she still is in her power, being able to tell her partner and her friends and her family how she really feels. Mm-hmm. And that was also represented in the work we did in the dance of it all, where she was like, I just, you know, I'm just myself and I'm just moving how I want to move. And I just don't care who, you know, who might judge or who might see that. I really love being me now.
Even as you share that story, Orit, you can just feel the freedom, right? And I would guess that even if listeners have not experienced trauma, that releasing and being more in tune and connected to your body allows you that freedom, not only to share yourself and your emotions to other people, but to a partner and a romantic partner. And even as you said that, I felt lighter, so to speak.
That's amazing, because those are some really common words of like feeling free and feeling lighter. A new client who's working with one of my dance therapists, even after her first session, she's like, I can't believe it. Like, I've been in talk therapy for so many years. I think it was like 15 years and I feel lighter already. And that's not to say anything bad or against talk therapy, by the way, because it can work really well for some people. But for people who have felt so stuck after, you know, more than a decade, for her to feel lighter already is... it was just, you know, warm my heart and music to my ears, because I personally know that feeling too of like, wow, finally feel lighter about this. Yeah.
You said for one of your clients, it worked in the first session, but how long does that healing process or that rewiring take in general?
Yeah. And just to be clear, we didn't heal her trauma in one session. It does take longer, but she was more so talking about the process, feeling so much lighter, like we don't have to rip apart those wounds and that old trauma and rehash all those old details. We can actually move forward with lightness and even fun. But yeah, the process in dance movement therapy generally takes 3 months to rewire and heal trauma.
Mm-hmm. And we only have a few minutes left, Orit. This is so fascinating. But if there's one message you would like listeners to take away from the program, what would that be?
Yeah. Well, I think I would like to just go back to having, you know, that equal neurophysiological capability of rewiring your nervous system and healing from your trauma, because I know there's so many people out there who feel broken and feel like damaged goods because they have been trying. They've been in therapy for so long and they've been trying all these different kinds of courses and methods, and they still feel stuck, even though they have this amazing awareness and self-reflection about why they're doing what they're doing, why they're sabotaging their relationship. And I just want to say, if you feel broken, I get it. I was there, but you're not. And you are able to do, you are able to shift the trauma and enjoy a healthy, loving relationship that lasts without bringing the past in there. It's just a different approach that will work for you to release the trauma from the body and through movement.
Mm-hmm. And that's such an important message. Thank you, Orit, that it is possible. And I know that many listeners are stuck and not able to get close or connect to a romantic partner. And so through dance, through movement, you can rewire the nervous system and let the healing begin. And so thank you so much for joining us, Orit. So wonderful to talk with you.
Thank you so much for having me.
And again, listeners, if you want more information about Orit, go to oritklug.com. As always, thanks for listening. I appreciate you. I'm Dr. Terry, and this is the Love Doctor program on Empower Radio. I'm here to help all your relationships, including the one with yourself, be the best they can be. My personal website is Dr. Terry, theLoveDoctor.com, where I provide you with science-based relationship advice that's easy to understand and include in your life. So listeners, until next time, be safe, be healthy, and here's to your happy, healthy relationships.